to describe the things that have changed, and describe then after the things that have changed, describe the way that the project I will introduce this evening meets the needs of that change. And so, as quickly as I can, I'm going to take you down a walk down memory lane. It all started back in 1903 with Watkins products. Nothing really changed. We're going to talk about two or three inflection points in the industry. We'll talk about two or three inflection points. The next inflection point was when it was when Amway came along, and Amway said, you know what, we could pay on generations two and three. The idea being that they could attract professional people and they could attract people who were seeking to have full-time income streams. It was a good idea, but it was insufficient. Those of you who were a part of that era and a part of that company in that era know that volume fell beneath three generations way too quickly. And the result was that leadership formed, they called them systems. And a person would pay to belong to the system, and they would pay a fee for the tape of the month and all these sorts of things. That why? That because the income created in the compensation plan did not meet their goals and objectives. And by the way, somebody just asked me if they could transcribe it. Yes, every single thing that I'm saying, I want the world to know. I want everybody to know. This is like the best news I've heard lately. And so the next change was when companies in 1989, 90, and 91, and I'm guessing that quite a few of you were here at that point in time. I'm guessing that most of you, many of you at least, were there. And in that generation of time, that was when Herbalife and Nu Skin and NSA and Sunrider and Nican and Forever Living products and go down memory lane wherever it goes, go all the way down. And as you go all the way down, you'll see that all those companies begin paying on generations four, five, and six. And it's easier for me to talk to a person than a screen full of people. And Al, when they started paying on four, five, and six, you know that the commissions generated on generation four were equal to one, two, and three. The commissions generated on five were equal to one, two, three, and four. The commissions generated on six were equal to one, two, three, four, and five. So when the entire industry began paying in that greater depth, that resulted in, that's when the seeds were planted, that resulted in much of the devastation that we've been experiencing lately. Why? Because that is when network marketing companies in unison stopped pricing products to meet the needs of consumers, and they started pricing products to meet the need of a compensation plan. That happened in that era. And as a result of that, over the course of this long career of mine, what I've taught now for some 35 years, is that we engage in a proved and predictable pattern of activities. That's what Nathan told me. He said, Randy, there's no luck and there's no guesswork. If you do A, you'll get B. If you do C, you'll get D. And if you don't, you don't. He said, this pattern of activities will result in the creation of an ever-expanding and potentially limitless web of consumers. Consumers of what? Consumers of the product or service that the company offers. But this is the way that I've been forced by reality to teach it. We engage in a proved and predictable pattern of activities, which results in the creation of an ever-expanding and potentially limitless web of what? Of internal consumers, because people outside of the web will not pay an outsized price to fund the compensation plan. And so once again, Al, look at your face. Everybody who has ever joined me in this industry joined me because they wanted to make money. Because they were interested in making money, their eye went to the compensation plan. Their eye did not go to the product price. They looked at the comp plan. I can make money. And if the product didn't happen to be the best price, that didn't matter. 90 days later, if they weren't making the money they hoped to make and they liked the product, then they found out they could buy it at Costco for a third less money. And for the last 35 years, we've all been engaged in a business of replacement, where we're putting somebody into the top of the bucket today to replace somebody who's falling out of the bottom of the bucket that we enrolled 90 days ago. That's the truth. That's what's been happening. In order for us to change, in order for us to get the industry going back its right way, the first thing we have to correct is an error made back when, that being that products have not been effectively priced in our industry literally for decades. The next great challenge that came along, and by the way, that's not easy to overcome. How are you going to fund the kind of compensation plan that draws us in if we're not going to sell a product that has a premium price? Easy to say these things, hard to find a real true correction to those challenges. What was the next problem? The next problem is we lost our minor leagues. There may be some of you here who are baseball fans. I don't know. I'm looking at Stefan. I'm looking at Tammy and Tony. If any of you are baseball fans, let me ask you this question. Do you suppose that most of those players out there playing for the Marlins or the Yankees, did they or did they not first play in the minor leagues? They did, didn't they? They played single A, double A, and triple A. And then maybe they got called up. We lost our minor leagues a couple of decades ago when people, because they were smart, says, you know what? It's easier to make $500 a month driving an Uber or Lyft than it is to make $500 a month qualifying for the Nu Skin compensation plan. Yes, babe?
Time.
Okay, one second. I've got to make my wife a co-host. I'm not sure I do that, but I don't see. But raise your hand so I can see, and then I can. Okay, raise your hand so I can see you. Please, you raise your hand, baby. Okay. And so we need to have products that are priced not to fund the compensation plan, but products that are priced to meet a consumer's need. And that is what we must do. The next issue is that we must make it as easy and as relatively quick to generate $500 per month in our business model as it is to generate $500 a month driving an Uber or a Lyft. If that happens, we will get back our minor leagues. And you know what took place? When people stopped getting involved in our business to make $500 a month, they stopped the process of becoming. That is what happened. A person who joined me 20 years ago because they wanted to make $500 a month, 20 years later, if they stayed the course, they've gathered new knowledge, developed new skills, new character attributes, they become a leader. Maybe now they make $20,000 a month, maybe they make 30, maybe they made 40. But the person who started driving an Uber 20 years ago is still driving an Uber today. We have to get the minor leagues back. That's the next thing that I believe this project will do. The next big issue came with the COVID mandates. I'll describe to you what my experience in the industry is and has been. I had already learned how to make $400,000 a year as a stockbroker. Before I ever got involved in this industry, I knew how to make $400,000 a year as a stockbroker. When I first got involved in network marketing, as I described, I had one of the best coaches that anybody's ever had, Nathan Ricks. And notwithstanding the fact that I was involved with a good company and had a great coach, and I worked really hard, in my first year, I made $49,000. That's what I earned. And so I earned about 12% of what I'd already learned how to earn before I joined this industry. My second year, I made $160,000, about 25% of what I'd already learned how to earn. The third year was 409. So it took me 3 years to get back to my historic earnings. The fourth year, I made 750. And for the next 29 consecutive years, I earned over $1 million in network marketing commissions. An absolutely amazing thing. But you know what's happened? Now that person who I tell when they join me in the first year, it's the way I've taught it now for 3 decades. In the first year, the vast majority of your earnings will be measured in what you learn because you have to gather new knowledge before you make much money. In the second year, more than half of your earnings will be measured in the new skills that you develop. And in the third year, a big percentage of your earnings will be measured in the character that you develop. Finally, the fourth year, you become a leader and now you can have a financial breakthrough. That worked for me for 35 years. It doesn't work anymore. Why? Because COVID came along and now people don't go to events. See, I'm willing to bet that all of you have had the experience of people actually being willing, though they wouldn't verbalize it, people being not just willing but eager, but people being willing, not just willing but eager. Now, hold on one second. I've got to find Samantha here and make her a co-host. Hold on.
I'm under Randy Schrader.
Okay. There we go. And I'm going to make her the host. There we go. You should be the host now, baby. And so, back to my chains right here. Since people no longer go to events, I mean, Al, I know that you've experienced it. People will actually pay to be a part of a network marketing company. Because why? Because they're learning things they're not being taught someplace else, because of the camaraderie, because of the friendships. Many of my closest friendships were developed in this business. That's worth something. And people have been willing to pay because they were learning, they were getting closer. And once every 6 months or a year, they'd walk across the stage with a microphone and get a bouquet of roses. Well, all of that changed too because of the COVID mandates. The social aspect of our business is a fraction of what it once was. I hope it one day returns. But there's no such thing as telling people 3 years from now, you can make a bunch of money, or 4 years from now. In order to make this work, this being the direct selling business model, what we must do is spin back the clock in the following ways. We have to sell products that are priced to meet the needs of the consumer. And yet, within the context of delivering a product that is priced for the consumer, we must fund a compensation plan that will provoke leadership to work deep in the organization. Easy thing to say, a very hard thing to do. The next thing that must happen is it must become as easy to generate that small money, $500, $700, $900 a month, in our business as if they were driving an Uber. And you know what? If you look at what our compensation plans have been, typically they were smart to drive an Uber if they want to make $700 a month. That has to be there. Next thing that has to occur is that because we are by and large not coming together in large events and venues, and recognition is not as easily delivered, has to become more cash compensation. It can't be 3 and 4 years to get to a living. It just can't be anymore. That doesn't work. It worked once, it doesn't work anymore. And so, with all of those things in mind, then we have to contemplate one more major consideration. If we look around this room, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking that probably if we put all of the participants in this room, added this all up, that we probably would have an average age that was at least 50. Would you guys guess that? Would you guess that our average age is at least 50? What I would tell you is that the network marketing business model has absolutely not resonated with youth for a long time. We are, in fact, destined to be the last generation of network marketing leadership unless we deliver a message that will cause people that are 30 and 40 years our junior to get on the path and start walking this path. If we don't do those things, folks, then I at least can look with gratitude on the incredible career and life that I've had. But if we don't do those things, we're not going to transfer that to other people. And so, with all of those things said, that explains the whys that I am here, the things that drive me to be here, the reasons and the logic. And so now let me describe to you as best I can what the solution is to the problems that I just described. And so I can now welcome you to Lev AI. A couple of things. In fact, I'm going to stop my share again for just 1 second before I go further and reflect on a life experience. In 2014, my son Blake became the CEO of a company called Medical Marijuana Incorporated. And as I did, many of you have heard, and I'll tell you now if you don't know, a big part of my life, I was literally crippled with drug addiction and alcoholism. And because that's true, and I've been clean and sober now for a long time, please God, let it be that it always stays that way. Not a problem in my life today. But because that's true, I certainly was not talking about cannabis. I just wasn't talking about cannabis. My son became the CEO. He prevailed upon me, convinced me to join him. I wanted to help, and so I did. And I then started talking about cannabis. And to my great amazement, I found out that I was joining a conversation that was ongoing. I was not provoking the conversation. What I found out was that the end of the prohibition of cannabis was one of the most widely talked about issues of its decade. And so when I started conversations about cannabis, I thought I was provoking it. What I was doing is walking into a conversation that was in full bloom. It's a lot easier to enter a conversation that's ongoing than to provoke a conversation, isn't it? So what I've always contemplated and considered, I mean, I don't doubt those of you who have developed deep, deep, deep skills. I mean, there are people on here who have been massive earners and successes in the direct selling industry. You know automatically and intuitively what to say and how to start conversations. But is it true that every person who joins you does? And in fact, I like to acknowledge another one of the challenges in our industry. Here's one of the challenges. Jerry Roy, I don't know you, but let's pretend for a minute that you and I are just meeting. We're at a cocktail party, we're at a golf course, wherever we are. And you extend your hand and you say, "Hi, I'm Jerry Roy, and I do this." And I say, "Hi, Jerry, I'm Randy Schrader. I'm a senior vice president at Merrill Lynch." Wow, that was easy, wasn't it? "Hey, Jerry, I'm Randy. I built the clubhouse over here. That's my construction company. Hi, Jerry, I'm Randy. I'm an attorney. Hi, Jerry, I'm Randy. I'm a surgeon. Hi, Jerry, I'm Randy. I'm an Herbalife distributor." Wow, that was a lot different, wasn't it? You see, this industry has the unique ability to provoke feelings of profound insecurity among even the most secure people. And so, until and unless we find a way to capture the confidence that a true leader has to deliver that message, we will continue to have a remarkably small number of people who break through. That's the truth. And so, as we go forward, Al Diaz or James Hammonds or Herman or Jerry, imagine now that your newest member, who has all those doubts, fears, and insecurities, has in their pocket their virtual version of you 24/7, a literal twin in their pocket, such that every question that comes up can be answered with a 30-year knowledge bank instead of a 30-day knowledge bank. It can be answered with the confidence and conviction of having earned a great living over a long number of years. You find a way to make the knowledge and skill that you have gathered and developed over the course of a long time, you find a way to make that truly and no kidding available to a large numbers of people. Now we have a chance to have the next chapter of direct selling success, and that chapter can be dramatically more profound than any chapter that we've experienced so far. Empowering the modern entrepreneur. One of the things that I've discovered is that in my raw enthusiasm for this, I've in some of these conversations, and by the way, I think this is day either day 5 or 6. I mean, you are seeing this at the genesis, at the beginning. after the very first, or maybe it was the second introduction, a really, really bright person who's been around the industry for a long time called me, and he said it sounded to him like my message was almost entirely aimed at that person who has already embraced the direct selling industry. I apologize if anyone received that impression. I suppose that impression came because that's been not just my business, that's been my life. It's not what this is about, folks. Remember that I think the future is not about recreating the past. The past is the past. We can learn from it, we can't live in it, and we can't return to it. The past is that we developed a ever-expanding and potentially limitless web of internal consumers. That is the past. The future is that we must find a business model that is so overwhelmingly positive that we have an ability to extract just a handful. And what does a handful mean? A couple hundred. It doesn't mean 5 or 10. We need to extract a handful of critical leadership. I mean, the really, really good ones, the top line. We need to extract a handful of key critical leadership from wherever they are and whatever they're doing, such that they would be available to help and assist and to teach, coach, and train the countless tens of millions of people that I think are our future. The future is not about a small number of people paying a large price for a product and generating a commission that cannot truly be justified in the product itself. I love this industry, but I have to acknowledge now, these years later, that that has been the reality. The future is about identifying core critical leadership who recognize that the future
out there
can be bright if we do a lot of businesses in America,
and that our goal
in the
is
world
to bring countless
people,
product users,
into the business.
Barbershops,
those product users are
small restaurants.
These are Mexican restaurants and takeout foods.
These are Chinese restaurants. These are attorneys. They are chiropractors, and they are network marketing professionals.
And what is the mission? It is to empower the creator economy. Now, when I say empower the creator economy, I've been fortunate to be involved in a few really, really good network marketing companies over my career. And you know what's been steady and consistent? What's been always the same? The company has changed, the comp plan has changed, the product has changed. What's always been consistent is the leadership development process. I can tell you candidly that the $5 billion in sales that my organizations have done has been more directly attributable to the leadership development and the proven predictable pattern of activities, the process. That's what's created the money. The company paid the check, but the process created the money. Here's the challenge. We can try, we can scream it from the rooftops. We have a duplicatable process. But you know what's not duplicatable is the person. The process can be so duplicatable and it can be so dead, dull, boring, and lifeless that nobody acts upon it. What is missing in most cases, even if every other ingredient is right, is the catalyst is missing. There are some people, it's a small segment of society, they're what I call category one people. You know you're in the presence of a category one person, they walk in a room and the energy goes up. They walk in a room and they don't wander over to the corner and stand by themselves. They walk in a room and in a few minutes, there's people standing around them. They're a category one person. They draw people to them. There is literally no way to turn a category two into a one or a three into a two. It's not the truth. We each have our certain category. By the way, three, two, and one does not mean one is better or more important. It means that we're different. A category one individual or a category one leader, almost without question, is also a content creator of some kind. And so when I consider myself, I am 5 feet, 9 inches worth of compressed network marketing knowledge, skill, and experience. That really and truly is what I am. And it just doesn't transfer. It doesn't. I can tell you the steps to getting started correctly, but whatever is the spark that has caused my career to be one of the best, it doesn't transfer. What if instead of it having to transfer, what if it could just be stuck in your pocket? What if this 80 hours of content and leadership boot camp could be voiced by your virtual twin? What if by simply uploading my YouTube library, you had access to 35 years of network marketing experience and success? What if it was available to you at the push of a finger every second? Empower the creator economy to create professional grade businesses with seamless AI powered tools. That's part of our mission. Make it simple for everyday entrepreneurs, those 380 million small business owners, to launch, market, and grow businesses with no team, agency, or tech skills required. And as you all know, and there are many of you on here right now, as I realized just a handful of days ago that I was joining a conversation that was ongoing. You folks, most of you already know this. You know that social entrepreneurs face all these issues. And so what do we provide as a solution? Simple AI-powered content creation. This is not just a toy. Content creation. Let me help you understand what I'm referring to. We talk about an avatar, literally a virtual twin. A virtual twin such that if you were to see yourself and your virtual twin on a video, you, the subject of those two personages, would not be able to determine which is you and which is not. When they start talking, you would not be able to determine which is you and which is not. And if we have uploaded content that you didn't create, not your content, when you voice it, you would voice it as your content. This will give those countless millions of people who have stuck their toe in the water of the direct selling industry and found the water to be either too cold or too hot and pulled it out a legitimate chance to have initial success. And if one has initial success, long-term success becomes dramatically more likely. I love the fact that the AI action engine suggests follows up and stays consistent. I want to talk about this for just a second, a little bit easier again when I'm looking at a live person. But imagine for a moment now, Jerry, imagine that you had just completed last night a new member orientation with your newest enrollment. And you've got your pattern. I don't know what it is, but there's some pattern that you teach people when they join you. And now imagine that the very next morning, having gone through that new member orientation, your virtual twin, it pops into the inbox, of that person you gave the new member orientation to, and it says, "Hey, Jerry, do you remember that your task today was to create that preliminary candidate list and write one sentence beside those top 10 names and send it over to me so that I can help you craft a proper decision? Take just a second and send it over to me." And there it is. You just push click. It creates the message to send to properly follow up. And in my own case, I guide through people through a 10-step process, and the AI twin will check in with them every day to make sure the assignments given have been done, creates accountability. It's magic. And I will candidly say that, and just I acknowledge that we may be a little bit ahead of ourselves right now because I'm talking about things that are not yet at this very second deliverable. And when I say not at this very second deliverable, I'm talking about a handful of days. It is my belief, my hope for sure, and now my some degree of confidence that on Monday will be the first time that you are all able to see the actual virtual twin in motion. And the truth is that all of this conversation that we have, I believe, will become no longer needed or necessary. When you see it work, I don't think you'll have to know anything else. That is my belief. Now, let's go back to our conversation. We know that in order to recreate, to have a new era of success for the network marketing industry, for you, for me, for us, for that to happen, we must first re recognize that the days are gone when you can overprice a product because it's network marketing. And so I show you first these three product tiers, $49, $99, or $149. And we will then compare those in a moment. We will compare those products to what is available in the marketplace today in the AI world. And what you'll find is that you cannot buy what this company offers for less money. I don't believe you can buy what this company offers in terms of its total delivery possibilities for many, many, many times more. Very difficult to do. But the first thing to know is that you cannot buy what this company sells for less money someplace else. And so now, when we look at this, remember that you have the combined advantage and disadvantage. You're seeing this very, very early in the game. The registration link went live yesterday. Yesterday was day one. I can tell you that these three, when you see the three product packages and the prices, that is not locked. That might be $5 up, it might be $5 down, or it might be $10 up in the biggest one, or $10 down. I'm not telling you that it will be, I'm telling you that it's not locked. And so don't let it be that in a couple of days when you get the final, "Oh no, Randy, you said this." No, I'm telling you right now, this is not locked. It might be exactly what you see here, it might be a little bit different. So the first thing is with each of those three packages, one does receive your own artificial intelligence twin, and it is literally a virtual twin. I was stunned. And in fact, when I was being given my demo, I was given the opportunity to see a virtual twin speak in Mandarin and then have a Mandarin speaker, a native Mandarin speaker, tell me the quality. And what they said was, "Fantastic, Randy. It's mind-blowing. And it's in 150 languages. It is global. It is right now the whole world." Again, registration went live yesterday. All of the products and services will go live over the course of the next handful of, I won't call it days, but in the next very few short weeks. Some of us have multiple business messages to deliver. Imagine, so obviously everyone knows I'm a network marketing professional. I have been forever. But what if I also had an insurance business? I don't. But if I did, the verbiage is different, the dialogue is different, it's all different. So you can see with the basic pack, it will let you load basically one personality into your virtual twin or one group of one set of information for insurance, for real estate, for mortgage. if we have more than one business message to deliver. If I were speaking to an insurance agency client or manager, I would certainly have a different dialogue than talking to a network marketing distributor, leader, or candidate. So multiple personalities basically is how you can describe it, multiple knowledge banks in the pro or the executive pack. It will help you build a social media presence. I find that in my own case, I allowed myself, I would never have thought of it like this, but I've allowed myself to be a little bit lazy in some respects. I am one of those category one personalities. I don't have to try to create candidates. And that actually led to some trouble for me because it is a naturally occurring thing for me. I never understood why it was not naturally occurring for other people. And I didn't ever develop the skill of helping other people create a social media presence so they would have more influence. I didn't develop the skill of teaching people how to make contact and lead funnels because they didn't know how to have the candidates. That lack of foresight in my ability or in my that lack of my seeing that I would need that knowledge one day is today overcome by the fact that my virtual twin will know it, even though I don't. Because you see, I can load all the information and knowledge that I have into it, but I can also load the information and knowledge that other people have into it. And so I can select someone who has knowledge and expertise that I don't have, and I can, with permission, load their content into my avatar, and suddenly I just expanded my knowledge bank by the knowledge bank of another. That's a magic idea, isn't it? That is a magic idea. Contemplate and consider what is the knowledge that would be most beneficial for you. You can put that knowledge in a matter of 3 minutes. You can put that knowledge into your virtual twin. And so many of the problems that people face when they try to break into the industry are overcome. The CRM, CRM meaning what? Contact relationship management, customer relationship management. And this is the device through which anyone who does email marketing, it's what they send emails through. A CRM is a very, very important tool for those building larger businesses. If you are currently paying for a CRM, my belief is that when you see what is available in this company, that you will no longer feel the need to pay $400 or $500 for a CRM because there's a fully operational CRM included with each of these packages, all of them. The next line says, join the team, forget that. Next, it says, access to AI and business building courses. It's one of the slides in a couple of minutes is going to talk about a percentage of the American population that has embraced AI. It's a very small percentage that have put it to work. It's a huge percentage who are talking about it. The difference in talking about it and putting it to work is knowledge of how to make it become profitable. And so it's important to have very specific, concise, easy to review, easy to act upon training courses, all of which is at your fingertips the first second in video format. Build a website in second. I was floored. You want to build a website? Call a IT company and they're going to charge you $1,000 or two or three or five, depending on the nature of it. Doesn't cost you anything here. It's part of what you're paying for. It's part of your membership. And it literally takes, well, it took me less than 2 minutes to build a website. And the company can host it, or it can be hosted on GoDaddy, whatever you want to do. Build professional lead funnels. Once again, I don't know how to do it. A lot of you do. Some of you that I saw around this session right now know how. I will be really interested to hear your feedback because what I've been told by people who know and understand it is that this is really, really good. Look at the next line item, 2.2 billion qualified leads. Now, over the course of my career, I've been very reticent. I've been slow to get involved in lead generation programs simply because if a person is paying for leads and those leads are not great, they could become resentful. It's one thing to not make money. It's a very different thing to lose money. I never, ever want anyone to lose money. There's nothing I can do to ensure that everybody will make money. I can only ensure the project is valid. I can't ensure they'll do what's required to make it, but I can ensure they won't lose it. And the way to ensure that they don't lose it is to make sure they don't quit before they start making money. I don't think someone would quit if they just acquired the middle package and they were getting 25 leads every month, and the ones they got last month had some quality to them. If you're at the executive pack, you get 100 every month. And folks, it is really remarkable. I've seen it in action. You get to tell it what you want it to look like. You want those leads to only be in Australia, but you really like them to be in South Australia. You'd like them to only be in Adelaide. You'd like them to only be among people who have been in the network marketing industry for 3 years or more. You'd like them to only be people who are between 28 and 38 years old with 65% women. If that's what you tell it you want, then that is what you're going to get. And when it delivers it, it will already have scanned the social media profiles of the candidate that you receive, and it will have told you what all their hot buttons are, what is the thing to say. It will then provoke the invitation script, and it will tell you what tool to send and how to follow up. It is magical. And when I tell you that there will be almost no need for these presentations when you see the tool working, I believe that. Here it is. Watch it work. Do you want it? Yes. That's about the scope of the presentation starting very, very, very shortly. Next thing, lead a team. Let's just skip past that. Create courses and share documents. That's somewhat active. And then let's get that next slide as well. I don't know where your mind is right now. I'll tell you where my mind is. I've had a very, very fortunate life and career. That fortunate life and career has come as a result of being effective in a business model that about 3% of the global population is okay. Wouldn't it be something if we, instead of being limited to the direct selling economy, as big as it is, it's about 3% of the global economy. What if instead of that, we were out there in the real world? Wouldn't that be something? 70 million plus freelancers in the United States. That's kind of a big thing, isn't it? 30 million plus non-employer businesses in the United States alone. And here's the opportunity, folks. Maybe not the opportunity you were thinking of. Probably got on here, many of you, because of your backgrounds, thinking of a network marketing opportunity. This one. It's much bigger than that, folks. It's the AI adoption lag. Today, only 7% of US firms are using AI. Everybody's talking about it, only 7% are. You watch. It's going to be 70% and then 80% and then 90. The coming decade will be recognized. It'll be remembered as the decade of AI. I would say that last decade was the decade when crypto went from being vilified to becoming somewhat mainstream. Time before that, cannabis went from being vilified to somewhat mainstream. The decade that we are starting right now is the decade of AI integration into the global economy. And those people who guide others to its process have an economic possibility that transcends anything we thought or dreamed of. Digital. We're talking about two things here. We're talking about AI and we're talking about digital. Physical, tangible products become more and more and more difficult. Digital offerings are becoming the mode. And here you see it. These are a group of companies that have had tremendous revenue and profitability increases as a result of converting to a digital model. We stated at the outset that the great urgency is to deliver products that cannot be purchased elsewhere at a lower price. These are four companies that would offer products, services that they would contend would be similar to what we offer. With one dramatic dissimilarity, none of them offers a compensation plan. And so it's not similar, is it? But go back to our model. There is AICE. It has AI prompts. It lacks funnels. And what else does it lack? A compensation plan. And its costs are the same as ours. It's not remotely similar. That is not a close competitor. Because they charge as much and they don't provide the very thing that drives us here, the opportunity to generate income. Go high. For $9, you get next to nothing. I promise you to recreate what this company offers in terms of CRM and so on, you would be in about the $350 range at Go High. Much more money than we cost. Boards, cross it off. It lacks a CRM. It can't be considered to be competitive, even though it's in this slideshow. HubSpot, $800. So first and foremost, going back to where we started, what must we do to regain our edge? What do we have to do to get the door back open? We have to deliver a product or service that cannot be acquired anywhere else for less money. It has to not be good because it has a compensation plan associated with it. It has to be good because it works and it is properly priced. And so we help people create brand vision, community, and identity. I'll now shift gears a little bit and talk about the comp plan. Before we get into much discussion of it, I'm going to stop my share here for a moment because there are a couple of things here that are important to talk about. I don't know, Jerry, I'm just taking a guess. Have you been in the network marketing industry for a while or not? Give me a thumbs up if you've been around a little bit. Yes, Jerry? Jerry, you're right? Been around. Okay. So if you've been around, then the things that I tell you right now, if they don't resonate with you, tell me that. Because you've lived what I've lived, and we should be having at least some of the same thoughts and experiences we go through. So when we talk about the compensation plan, then let's first recognize that I'm willing to bet that over the course of your career, if you spend $1,000 to buy whatever the company offers, that you then had fewer than 1,000 points go into the tree. Isn't that right? You spend $1,000, you got a direct sales commission, or someone in your group spent $1,000, you got a direct sales commission, and then 700 or 800 points went into the tree, right? Not 1,000. There was the price, and then there was CV, SV, or PV. When you look at our compensation plan, you must recognize that it's a dollar. So everything is based on a dollar. No SVCV, no devising going on, no division that makes the ultimate payout less than what is being reflected. So it's a cash-based comp plan. Next, if one delivers a product, sells a product, then in every comp plan I have ever seen, if a person sells that product, they will then receive a direct sales commission, And the remaining amount would go into the comp plan. In this case, when you sell the product, a person buys it because you introduced it. You were the conduit to their use. Yes, you'll receive a direct sales commission, but 100% of the purchase price will still go into the compensation plan. That's different than anything I've seen before. I've never witnessed that. It's not just different, it's better. Next, because it is pure cash, when we look at the percentage points in the comp plan, factor that in. Because if it says 20% payout in a certain spot, remember that's 20% of cash. In most companies, if we spent $1,000 in Nu Skin, we would have 700 points that would go into the comp plan. And so 5% of those 700 points, well, that'd be 350 bucks, 5%. In our case, it's cash. And so it could be a smaller percentage because it's based on cash and still be a higher payout. So with those things said, then we'll come down here and we'll take a look. This is about the easiest to explain compensation plan that I have ever seen. I've not seen something so simple, something that a person who's never been around the industry could understand in a matter of minutes, and someone who has been around the industry should be able to wrap your arms around this in the next couple of seconds. First, when a person acquires any one of the packages, you do receive a direct sales commission. That direct sales commission, notice when a person buys the smallest package, 15 bucks. So why does it say 10 below that? Because the money also goes into the tree. You're not used to that. So the money that was paid in the direct sales commission is not debited. All of that money goes into the tree. And so in month one, that $49 purchase created a $25 commission, 50%. If one acquires the Pro Pack, that $99 month created a $50 payout, 50%. The executive, 149, created a $75 payout, 50%. The direct sales commissions will be paid very, very quickly. And again, not fully locked. Same day. The anticipation. Remember, we talked about the ability to compete with Uber. A person can take an Uber ride today and they can get paid today. There need to be parts of the compensation plan that directly correlate to that experience. And so I can say again, the comp plan is not locked, and so things can change. But I can say that this will replace the Uber driver's income because it is immediately available, same day pay. Then you can see the residual, 10, 20, and $30 month after month. So there's the initial month and then the residual thereafter. This is a simple unilevel that should require almost no description for most of you on here. It does have minimum structure, five legs, five separate enrollment, well, they're all enrollment tree legs, five enrollment tree legs with $20,000 in volume each puts you to the top of the plan. And remember, this is all based on cash. To have 20,000 volume points, if you're paying $135 for $135 for 100 points, is not the same. So this would equate to more like $35,000. In most businesses, this is an easy requirement in my estimation. So you live at the top of the plan with five legs at 20 each. Then the unit level looks like this: 4% on 20% on Gen 1. That to meet the current environment. The current environment says that influence and others, people who don't want to build organizations in debt. That's a different generation. It's a different era. They want to get paid again for what they've done. They got on a TV show for an hour. They were America's famous home videos or whatever it is. They had their daylight in the sun. Now people know them. Okay. They want to leverage that. So we pay 20% on Gen 1, but remember that's 20% of cash, not 20% of SV. Probably equates to 30 or 35%. Then we pay 4% through the next seven generations. Now we all know, any of you who've been around the direct selling world, you know that the challenge in the unilevel is that volume will fall out of payout very, very quickly. We had people who joined us yesterday in day one that had volume on generation 13 by the end of the very first day. And so volume will run very, very quickly through a unilevel because there's no group volume requirement. And so in order to provoke this behavior, by the way, I've done lots of consulting for companies. I've written compensation plans for companies. I've done a whole lot. And along the way, whenever I'm asked about compensation plan, I tell them a couple of things. The first thing the comp plan must do is provoke the correct behavior. The second thing the compensation plan must do is reward that behavior. The third thing the compensation plan must do is protect always the profitability of the company. Those are the three most important things that it has to do. And so one of the behaviors that I think is not provoked very well among many comp plans today is the behavior of recognizing how scarce leadership is. If this is a true leader, I mean a true leader, you guys know when you're in the presence of one, if this is a true leader, I meet people all the day, all the time, and they say, Randy, these are my leaders. And I see these people and I say, wow, if those are your leaders, we have got a real problem here. See, I think that a leader, that's a powerful word. Being a leader, that's a big deal. I think they're scarce. There needs to be some incentive to cause this true leader to work and work and work and work, and certainly to not stop looking for the next true leader because he or she happens to fall beneath the 8-generation block of payout. And so the way that we do that is twofold. We do it in the infinity plan. When you live at the top of the bone, at the top of the comp plan, you know that that's five legs of $20,000 each on a weekly basis. You will then have 4% in infinity payout that you're eligible for. That does not get put on the first generation, second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, and down to the eighth. It starts on generation nine. It starts when a block drops below the block of volume. What was payout on 2 through 8? 4%. What's your initial infinity payout? 4%. And so it just retains that payout indefinitely until it intersects the first person who qualifies at the first leadership rank of director. Now, he or she gets one, you get three. And as you can see, somebody gets a gold, they get two, you get two, and so on. What that does is guarantee that this true leader will be incented to work and work and work until he or she connects with this true leader. That then locks the leg, minus the ability for this leader to work past the normal block of volume and connect with this one. The legs will collapse and it'll look much like a yo-yo or an accordion, as opposed to it being a business that stands the test of time. The infinity bonus does it. And what happens next? The compensation plan leveraged matching bonus is what does it next. We all know that, generally speaking, matching bonuses are paid on a small part of the compensation plan or a small percentage of it. In fact, I know of no matching bonus that is not predicated only on team commissions. In this compensation plan, the matching bonus is computed on all commissions, direct sales commissions, team commissions, and infinity commissions. You are earning a matching bonus on all. I want to say that again. You've never seen it before. To my knowledge, it's never existed before. You're earning a matching bonus on all comp plan components, not just one. This compensation plan has been designed to provoke that immediate income to meet the need of that person who's got to make $500 a month. It's been designed to provoke the fast income to meet the need of the Uber driver. It has been designed to meet the need of the mid-level leader who needs to have the virtual leader in their pocket. It's been designed to meet the need of the person who gets enrolled way down here, 20 generations away from a real leader. They literally have been hosed in the network marketing industry forever. They don't have a chance without somebody to help them. And it meets the need of this one. Now we come to the leverage matching bonus. When we are getting paid a matching bonus on all compensation plan components and it is leveraged through four generations, this is where the largest checks will be generated. And I could not be more pleased about that. Now, this next part, and I'll wrap this up. I know I get highly enthusiastic and I take a lot of time describing things that are critically important to me, and I never know if they're important to you or not. But along the way, it's become evident to me that the real threshold of leadership in our industry is if someone's doing $15,000 in monthly, not just volume, they're doing 15,000 in enrollment tree volume month after month after month after month. That doesn't happen by luck. That doesn't happen. You know, that only happens if a person's, they've become something. They've now established themselves. And in all likelihood, they'll still be standing a decade from now. Now, of course, doing a lot more volume. And so one of the final reasons I've described the various reasons the network marketing industry has come to a more challenging time, and this is the last one of those that I will describe. Think back to the day that I became a participant in the industry. We're going now all the way back to 1989. And back at that point in time, almost everyone in the industry was running a very similar compensation plan. It was called a stair-step breakaway. And the way that it worked was this. I was a Nu Skin distributor. And so what I was taught was that I had to have 3,000 personal group volume, non-breakaway, and that I would get paid 9% on that in a perfectly configured 15,000 point business. Then they said that in addition to having that 3,000 personal group volume, that I would have two personally enrolled members who had broken away. And I won't go through what that means. Those of you who are old enough to know what it means know it, and those who don't, it doesn't really happen much anymore, so don't worry about it. And I'd have two first level breakaways, and the Nu Skin comp plan would be called a Lapis. And they would each have one first level breakaway. They would be called a Gold. So what would I have? I would have 3,000 times 9%. That would be $270. I would have 12,000 times 5%. That would be 600. And so 25 years ago, 35 years ago, if a person got in the industry, built a 15,000 point business, they made $870. Well, think of the recent experience, the recently collapsed Jeunesse Global. And I'm not being negative. A lot of people made fortunes in Jeunesse. I'm just talking about a reality. Here would be a perfectly configured 15,000 point business. In that organization, 7,500 points here, 7,500 points here. It would take 900 points to create a cycle. How many times is 900 going to 7,500? Eight. And the cycle is 35 bucks. And so what I got paid $870 to do way back then, people got paid $280 to do as recently as last year. The reason the network marketing industry has got smaller, not bigger, is because we made the mistake of shuffling too much of the money to the top of the plan, and the people who are at the threshold of the plan weren't making enough to justify investing more time. And so the question that I have posed to any company who's ever asked me to do consulting work for them in recent years is, if I've got a 15,000 point business, what will I earn? Because if it's not somewhere around $1,000, your comp plan is wrong. It needs to change. And so life simulation indicates $1,000. A couple of other examples. What if you want to make 20 grand a month? Well, it would take $400,000 in team volume and 992 on your team, a properly constructed team in this organization. Now, you'll notice in the line above that, that would create $22,000 in basic earnings and $4,000 in infinity, so $26,000. I can say right now, all of you on here, none of you have made $26,000 with $400,000 in team volume. None of you have made $26,000 with 992 on your team. That's not what's happened. Why? Because you had cost of goods sold. Why? Because there were all kinds of other things that you had to deal with. And those things simply do not need to be dealt with here. Now, this next one is for me an important one, because there are so many people, for whatever reason, a lot of the upper echelon, but not the top highest peak. This is kind of where many of them live. My most recent success was in a company called Canaway. My son Blake was the CEO of Medical Marijuana Incorporated. They launched a network marketing company called Canaway. And as I described, I started talking about it and I entered a conversation. We had a compensation plan component called the minimum income guarantee. And the way the minimum income guarantee worked is, if you did a defined amount of volume, so long as no more than 60% of it was any one particular leg, then even if the comp plan components did not add up to the basic threshold, then you would get topped up to that anyway. So you knew if you did a certain amount of volume, you would get a certain amount of income. To earn $40,000 per month, the amount of volume required was 700,000 volume points, but it wasn't a cash-based compensation plan. Took $875,000 in cash to create $700,000 in volume points, and that would create a $40,000 income. Well, $875,000 in is a lot different than $600,000 in to get the exact same amount of money. And as I described earlier, I don't really enjoy talking about my results. I want to talk about yours. But the absolute truth is that I had 29 consecutive years where I earned over $1 million in network marketing commissions. And in none of those years did that happen with so few people as 4,000 on a team and 1.6 million in volume. My message here is a kind of a dual message. The first part, that this will be, in my estimation, remarkably easier to generate large amounts of volume than anything that I've seen before. And my message is that your payout on that volume, in all likelihood, will be greater than anything you've ever experienced for something with that same amount of volume. Now, where do we find ourselves right now? We find ourselves at a remarkable moment. The registration site went live a couple of days ago. Well, yesterday, just yesterday. I will tell you now, it's not a secret. It was a secret up before yesterday, but the gentleman who owns the company's name is Terry LaCour. Terry is one of the primary industry leadership figures. He has owned companies that have been dramatically successful. Terry is a very, very successful entrepreneur and has done a lot of things right in his life. Also very important, it's important to me at least, that maybe this is just unique to me, but I'll say it anyway. When I've had the greatest experiences in my life, it's when I've had relationships that were so tight with management that I always knew I was being told the truth and not the truth. It was a nuanced truth. I've had my greatest years of joy in this company when my son has been the primary operator of the business. Not because he's my son, because of his talent and his capability. His name is Blake Schrader. He's 46 years old. Blake was the general counsel. He's an attorney. He was general counsel at Monavi. He then moved to Israel and became the general manager of Monavi Israel, was there for a couple of years, then moved to Portugal. Blake is fluent in both Brazilian and Portuguese, moved to Portugal and ran the European business for a couple of years, then became the manager of all North American, European, and Latin American business for Monavi. His next career experience was becoming the CEO of Medical Marijuana Incorporated and the CEO of Canaway. The owner, the primary shareholder of MJNA, unfortunately died in a fiery Lamborghini crash about 3 years ago. That resulted in a shakeup of everything. Blake left the company 2 years ago and his non-compete just expired, so now he is available. Well, I don't know what the title will be. Blake will be a primary component of the management group. And what I want you all to know is that you will be told the truth every step of the way. Literally every step of the way, you'll be told the truth. You'll never have to wonder whether or not you'll be told the truth. And it will also be, I want to just say this too. There are a variety of different leadership styles. The leadership style that I and we espouse was best described by General Dwight D. Eisenhower when he said, the art and essence of leadership is causing other people to do what we want them to do because they want to do it. There's another form of leadership that is an imposed leadership because of the stripe. I have a title, I have a rank, I'm a this, I'm a that. And so I can compel you. That's not the kind of leadership I'm talking about. I'm talking about what I describe as benevolent leadership. Leadership that people would sign up for. Why? Because it makes them more happy more of the time. And because they know they're given a chance to learn, grow, develop, and become a little bit more. So where exactly are we right now? The company will go live sometime. And now this is me saying it. It's not an official statement. This company is going to go live sometime in the next 4 weeks. Really comfortable saying that. Sometime in the next 4 weeks. And when it goes live, it will go live with full functionality. Not one person will be asked to spend one nickel between now and then. And you will be shown very, very steady and regular updates evidencing progress. There will be no such thing that this is what's happening, this is what's happening. I also want you to know that the technology, the AI technology, is fully 100% functional right now. It is my hope, I can't promise it yet, it is my hope that I'll be given my first opportunity to demo that technology for you on Monday. If it doesn't happen Monday, I can say with certainty it will happen next week. The technology already works. The branding of the technology, the look and the feel is what is being finished for us right now. And the compensation plan. Remember, I've said that it's not yet locked. Well, it has to get locked before we can take the next step forward. And so compensation plan models are being run. They're being run over the weekend. They're being run this coming days to make sure the comp plan doesn't overheat and so on. I believe that sometime about 4 weeks from now, we will roll this out into a global world that is going to be so extremely eager for it. And we can kind of see it happening now. I mean, we had a Zoom room change and all kinds of confusion going on. But, you know, we got 192 people here. We had 202 people just not very long ago. And this is day number four. This is without question the single most remarkable thing that I've had the opportunity, the joy to become affiliated with in maybe my entire life, but certainly in recent memory. So thank you all very much for being here. If you have not yet completed the online registration and complete it,